Paul Ryan will headline fundraiser for Adam Kinzinger. By Joshua Kaplan on May 21, 2021. Former House Speaker Paul Ryan, RY, will headline a fundraiser for Representative Adam Kinzinger. Ariel, one of the House Republicans' loudest anti-Trump critics, according to a report. Politico obtained a copy of the fundraiser invitation, which reads that tickets range from $250 to $11,600 per person. The event is scheduled to occur Monday, May 24. Kinzinger was one of 10 House GOP members to vote in favor of Trump's second impeachment. Ryan, who departed from Congress in 2018 and is now a board member of Fox Corp, has been critical of former President Donald Trump and is reportedly seeking to place a more active role in shaping the Republican Party's future. In an April interview with AP, Ryan predicted that the still popular Trump is going to fade as Republicans increase their focus on winning the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election. I think circumstances, ideas, and new candidates are going to overshadow that whole conversation, the former House Speaker told the news outlet. The Biden administration has moved far left and that, I think, is going to help us win Congress back, he added. It's going to take us a few years to sort out who are we. What do we believe? My hope is that we rally around a set of principles and ideas and policies, not a specific person. Since leaving Congress, Ryan told American Carnage author Tim Alberta that he wanted to scold the president all the time because he didn't know anything about government. Ryan also targeted Trump over allegations of infidelity and labeling porn star Stormy Daniels' horse face, and claimed he and the others prevented the former president from making bad decisions. Trump has hit back at Ryan, referring to him as Reno, an acronym for Republican in name only. Fox keeps on plugging to try and become politically correct, Trump wrote on Twitter. They put Reno Paul Ryan on their board. They hired debate questions to crooked Hillary fraud Donna Brazile, and others who are even worse, the former president tweeted last April.